sitting with a liner. Cause we're a little messed up, but it's cheaper than a dang old shrink. That's why we drink. Cause we're grown up, cause we're still kids, cause we love doing things cause our daddies did. Cause it's alcohol abuse if you pour one down the sink.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. A good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome, everyone, to WIRI's Playmakers. Afternoon, Wisconsin. How you doing? Hope you're having a good one out there. Have your host, James J. Maloff here, joined by our sports director here at the studios, Mr. Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Matt?
All I got to say is USA, USA, yes. USA.
Yes, we are going to be talking about that. My man, we are going to be talking about that. I just love talking hockey, especially this time of year. We'll wrap up the hockey season on a lot of levels. We'll start looking at next year, not only with the NHL, but with the River Kings. We also got the phone lines wide open. Get in that batter's box. Come up to the plate with us and everything. We want to hear from you, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. Bring us your sports takes, feelings. This is Playmakers, where we speak sport. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods. Michael and I at 4:30 will get into a little bit of local coverage. If you guys are good, we may even talk about our possible football schedule. We may even, lightly touch on it a little bit.
Your best behavior.
As long as everybody's cool out there, then we'll do that. We'll probably get into it. We'll also get into a couple of other things I want to talk about with Michael. Yes, the Stanley Cup playoffs wrapped up last night. My stat of the show involves that. We'll be getting into that a little bit later. Story of the show also going to be coming up a little bit later as well. I want to talk some NBA with you, Michael, some other things. But a couple of breaking stories in the last couple of hours. One of them certainly has local ties, but just literally, I want to say, 5 minutes before we went on the air, Michael, it was announced that the Buss family that owns the Los Angeles Lakers are going to be selling a majority of the team to Mark Walter. Mark Walter, CEO, it's all just tech, I don't know, not a tech guy, but billionaire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But just the idea that it's one of the... We're seeing less. When you and I were kids, and you and I come from two different generations, but both of our generations and our parents' generations, every sports franchise, it was pretty much owned by a family. And yeah. Those days are gone. Those days are out the window. The money's too big. It's too hard to run a franchise. And it's the positive and negative of it. I think a lot more of people that grow up in it, like Jeannie Buss, who literally this is the only life she knows.
Right.
And people like her brothers and stuff like that. Maras. We're seeing possibly with Indianapolis might be different. Yep. Might be the same thing. We'll see. But it's that we're not going to see that anymore. Those days are gone. Anybody keeping the franchise in the family, that's one thing, but I don't think we're going to see that for much longer either. You're in the new world of billionaires owning these companies and multiple owners oftentimes people that you wouldn't recognize if they walked into the room. You got the guy in the Carolina Panthers, that jerk.
Yeah.
People like that, that are going to be running these teams and everything. And not only that, but you're opening ourselves up because these are business people and all they care about is money.
Yep.
They don't care about you as your fandom. They don't care about championships. All they care about is finishing in the black, a la Jerry Jones. Although I do think Jerry Jones, for a good portion of his life, cared about winning championships.
Well, same with Al Davis.
Yes, yes, I do.
Towards the end, I think it was just the money, but the big. I mean, he did so much good for football in his earlier days, but
You know, and I'm not even going to get mad at Jerry Jones for that.
No,
because that's just smart. That's just right. Thinking about your family, all these things. But even the Joneses, even the Dallas Cowboys, owned by a Jones, those days could be numbered. To me, one of the biggest examples of a family-run franchise, best examples that I would have said, well, they're never selling that team, is the buses. Never in a million years would I think. This is generally one of the most shocking stories I've seen in a very long time. And I know it's not a big headline to a lot of people out there, but what I'm seeing is a domino effect here and a tie-in to a local team that we're going to get to in a second. But I also... I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss the idea of this and the idea of these kind of owners and everything. I'm also the person sitting here watching my franchises for decades go down the hole because of an owner that doesn't care. He cares more about basketball than baseball, or he cares more about baseball than basketball, or he cares more about finishing the black. I mean, what's the difference? At least with these billionaires, they spend money. Look at the Cohen guy in New York, and look at this guy and that guy. Every time an owner takes over, they make a big gigantic trade.
They try to make a splash, put their trademark on it.
Yes. And to me, you know, that's you know, billionaires with their toys. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But as a fan, at least it's better than just sitting there and watching my team deteriorate like it's just like it's just a husk of what it used to be. There's also the danger of foreign money coming in, which not enough people are talking about or keeping their eye on enough. They already did what they wanted to do at LIV Golf. They made it normal. They normalized it. That's the biggest thing that they wanted to accomplish with LIV Golf. They didn't care about making money, obviously.
No.
They didn't care about creating a competitive golf league to the NPGA or whatever, or the PGA or anything like that. They cared about being able to make this normal, make it normal that they're taking their oil money and their dirty money and cleaning it. This isn't like hyperbole or anything. We're just all just okay with this now. You got college. It's not even a big deal in college football anymore. In college football, it's happening all the time to universities you would never guess. So this opens up to that more of being able to bring that in.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that being said, I still don't think the Green Bay Packers have a single thing to ever worry about.
No.
But, and I bring this up, and there is a tie in here, because the new president of the Green Bay Packers recently came out, did some talking, and there was some drama that came with this.
Was it about I saw something about that, and it was something about not giving Gutekunst and LaFleur new contracts right away or something like that.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that, although, yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of the in the article here. So Ed Policy comes out, talks about how he'll handle, the coach and the GM.
Yeah, I saw that.
The thing that I'm seeing on social media, and I'm hearing from a couple of Packer fans a little bit of rumbling about, was the idea of winning is enough, championships aren't, and the idea that the team has to keep relevant and stay making money so that they can stay in Green Bay. Now, this,
they're not going anywhere.
It's some of the most, I am an overthinker. I am maybe the world's biggest overthinker. I will challenge anybody on it, not proudly, I'm not saying this proudly.
Right.
Wish I was different. And even I don't see that. Even I don't see any of that. I am not a Packer fan, and I don't see any of that. And even coming at this from a third perspective and everything, I could not see a scenario where it benefits the National Football League for that team to be anywhere but in Green Bay.
Yeah,
Green Bay is that that token thing that everybody that you see in like JCPenney catalogs and things like that. Like look at how good we are as an NFL. Look at what we allow. Look at what we have. We have a franchise that's run by the people, that's owned by, look at how good, we're great people. Blah, blah, blah. It's one of the greatest PR weapons the NFL will ever have.
Yeah.
They can't afford to lose the Green Bay Packers any more than the Packers can afford to lose the NFL.
No.
Like, it's It's the mutual. It's the mutual thing that I don't think we see enough in not only in sports but in life.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I think that's the right term.
Yes, as somebody who has lived my life in half my life in both states, I am able to say this. Although I take stones from both sides of my family and both sides of the states for this, Illinois and Wisconsin need each other just like the Packers and the Bears need each other.
I agree with you on that.
It's not that different than other neighboring states to each other and those things, but as strong as the rivalries are, and God, I love them, greatest rivalry in sports, Packers, Bears.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's one of those things that I don't think we don't want to think too much about. Maybe that's it. It's not so much that we don't think about it. It's just we don't want to think about it too much. I just see that this is a big story, and I'm a little surprised by that. It's going down. We've got more and more stories of family-run franchises, family-run teams being sold, and at the same time, the noise of the Ed Policy comments. I don't think that anybody's staying. If you want him to be good at that job, you want him to be thinking about that. I don't want Packer fans worrying about the team moving or anything like that. But I want Ed Policy. I want anybody in a position of power over there or in a decision-making position to worry about that so the team is always healthy, so the team is always relevant. What makes a champion? What makes you great? It's not the status quo. It's not being okay with winning five games. It's wanting to stay not only relevant but popular and out there and all the things the Packers have been my whole lifetime.
They have to be a huge draw. They have to be a huge cable draw, not these constant Thursday night, Cleveland, Jacksonville games. You know what I'm talking about on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of those. You have to be a constant draw that you have three Sunday night games, one Thursday night game. You got to have that, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever day Christmas falls on. But that's where Green Bay's successful. That's where they've been successful for almost my entire life. I'd say probably a good 34, my 37, or maybe 30, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah,
I don't know how old I am. What's my age again, in the words of Blink-182?
Yeah, there you go.
But they got to be relevant, and they are. And I don't foresee that changing, because you're always going to have, whether Green Bay's good or bad, whether Dallas is good or bad, whether Chicago is, they're just bad. But either way, you're going to see those games be marquee games. Yeah. Like, Dallas is horrible. I almost said something else that would have got me fired. But Dallas is horrible. Guess what? That's a Sunday night game.
Yep. Yeah.
Green Bay, Chicago. Guess what? They're having that on a Saturday late, I think Saturday later in the season.
Yeah.
There's always going to be marquee games, whether one team's good, one team's bad, whatever. And I kind of looked up here, and the AI, so you can take that for what it's worth, the overview is, it got touched on, about Green Bay leaving. No, they're not. There's no, no way that Green Bay will leave. There's a better chance of them putting a stupid dome on Lambeau Field than Green Bay leaving. And I don't even think they're going to put a dome on Lambeau Field.
No, no.
That'd be like putting one on Pittsburgh.
So, for one, people are starved to talk about football conversations.
Yes.
And that's a big part of
it. It's been a long off season.
We all need to be better about this, and we need to all just be like, as friends, like, just keep our crazy stories to ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be surprised if I'm sitting around.
I've got a list of them, but I don't tell you anything.
Right. If I'm sitting around with my buddies and we're having one or we're talking or something, and this comes up, it's not that shocking. When I see the ESPN and all these things, like,
give
that's
me a break.
Little too much, man. Just, I know you got 24 hours to fill. Find another way.
Yeah, but they're the same ones that are saying Jonas is gone. Get out of there. Leave.
Yes.
Get out of here. And no, he's staying.
My man. See, exactly. There was another thing I wanted to touch on. Another article on ESPN. NBA offseason. 8 Giannis Bucks trades that would shake up the league.
Yeah. Shut up.
How desperate and bad at the reporting are you at this? There are a billion stories out there in sports. There's a million sports.
Right.
And this is how you fill. This is what you use for clicks.
Right. And see, like, this is
no
where.
No wonder nobody wants to go to your network or doesn't respect your network anymore.
And this is where you and I almost came to blows earlier on in an earlier episode of this, is where I called out horrible journalism.
Yeah.
And I said pushing a narrative, having a bias. And that's what ESPN ESPN does, and we can have the whole political argument
right.
too,
right.
and but not on the show, but we can have that. Mm-hmm. But the narrative, the bias of the mouse network there that you're talking yep. about, and yep. even the colorful bird there with mm-hmm. you know them too, and even though that critter that tries to raid the chicken coop, you know that one too. But I'll tell you what. All those jerks in those three networks, and there's some good ones, so I shouldn't say they're all jerks.
I know what you're saying.
But all those jerks there, they have the L.A., the New York, the Washington bias.
Yeah.
They'll pay attention a little bit to the Cubs, a little bit, maybe, on a good day. Well, bad day, but anyways, it's neither here nor there. But they're the ones that are pushing the narrative, oh, and I'll even say, well, that's just a flyover state town, mm-hmm. city. Oh, let him go to where the lights are.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone jumped for joy when Stafford left Detroit
right.
and went to L.A. Oh, he's going to the big city.
Yeah.
Oh, don't know. Come on. It's just they have a narrative that they want to push. They want to fan the flames. They want to talk about something that's not there. Just to talk about it, kind of like a Stephen A.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That.
Or well, yell about it in his case.
He couldn't care less about this. He'll never even know who I am. But I never thought about my respect for him or anything like that. Never looked at him like a journalist or never had any expectation of Stephen A. Smith. I think he's impressive for what he has accomplished because he's accomplished it without any connections or anything like that. He got fired by ESPN and they begged him to come back and he got that money and good on him. But I've never lost respect for somebody that I didn't even have it for right away. I never thought about it. I think about it, I'm like, I don't disrespect him and I don't respect him. And then I start seeing the way he's been covering the NBA Finals, and I'm like, I have no respect for him because he doesn't even respect the game that he's mainly meant to cover. And you've got a great Finals going on, and he can't be, he can't drum up that Stephen A. energy for because it's not New York and L.A.?
Because it's too central, central time.
Out of here with that.
Too central time zone team. Indiana,
even
I guess,
Kendrick
is Eastern.
Perkins is able to work up the momentum and get into it and everything because he's a baller because he gets it. He actually played the game.
Well, to me, it's kind of like the Houston White Sox World Series 20 years ago, or even St. Louis Detroit the year after. They didn't care about that.
No.
I mean, 2 years before that one was St. Louis and Boston. Yeah, they were drumming that up. You had the East Coast and the two most historic teams in the AL and NL. Okay, there you have it. But when it's been those kind of stinker ones where it's, I'll even say Kansas City and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because San Francisco is not the sexy West Coast team. It is the Dodgers. It always has been.
Yeah. No, you're right. Wanted to get your thoughts on this one. Another breaking story that happened about an hour or two before we hit the airwaves. Former Packer cornerback Jair Alexander signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Ravens.
Good for him.
The interesting parts of it, he did turn down multiple offers for less money to go to Baltimore. Him and Lamar Jackson played at Louisville together.
Yep.
That was a big deal to both of them. And interesting note, I think, about Jackson kind of going out of his way to say that he wanted to sign him. Just that you don't see that with a defensive player, a defensive player often enough. We need to see more of that.
I agree.
That was cool.
I like Lamar for that.
I also, so we did this last week when Rodgers signs in Pittsburgh. We were joking about the DraftKings and these people, and the odds of the Steelers winning a Super Bowl did not change. It literally didn't move. It actually went down for me now for the Ravens, just because that's how little I think of Jair Alexander as a locker room guy. I also don't think you're going to get him for more than 10 games this season in Baltimore, but that's a team that doesn't need him. That's a team. You've already got arguably the best secondary.
That's an insurance policy.
Yeah. So in that regard, maybe he will be able to, if he's a third down guy or something like that, he's just playing, you know,
would you know it's passing
or something, you know, then maybe he will be able to make it 12 games instead of 10. But I don't. That actually brought down. That's the first move that Baltimore has made in a very long time. If I don't even know the last one. Oh, sure, the Ray Rice stuff.
There we go.
That, yeah. The first time in a long time since then that I looked at that organization, because that is, if not the smartest, one of the smartest run organizations in all of sports. But you make your quarterback a little more happy. You add some depth at one of the most desperate positions there is in sports and certainly in football, and cornerback. And it's not a horrible move. Could be worse. We'll see. Six mil, too. I mean, not that.
I could use that.
Yeah, here you go. I was just about to say.
But here's something I want you to keep an eye on with this is, That game on December 27th, that is a game that's up in the air for a flex game of being on a Saturday, the 27th, or a Sunday, the 28th, in Green Bay. Now, what are the odds of Jair being healthy and playing there? Probably not good.
Yeah, that's good.
But that, I think that pushes it to what would be, a 7 p.m. game on Saturday for a national audience, in my opinion. And when we were looking at that Packers schedule and my prognosticating, I was pretty close on a bunch of those. So, so if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would almost, unless they were going to say, no, we're going to flex that to a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
That would be the only other option. Either way, it's going to be a prime game, and I think because of that, unless one of the teams is just a total sell-off stinker mode.
I'll be honest with you, man. You bringing in this high school football schedule, talking about the NFL schedule, just feels good. Just feels right.
Oh, yeah.
I love talking football. I love it.
You got that right.
Before we can really get too into football, though, there are certain sports that are wrapping up. NBA Finals going on tonight could be wrapping up, and the NHL Finals wrapped up last night. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. Did something even my Blackhawks weren't able to do. Won 3 titles in 5 years. Didn't do it back to back.
No, they didn't.
Never did. It's a different thing in sports to be able to do the back-to-back. We love that in sports, so that certainly matters. It carries weight. Real quick, my stat of the show. The Florida Panthers led for a record amount of time during the 2025 Stanley Cup Finals, totaling 255 minutes and 49 seconds. That's how long they were ahead. It didn't look like it because there was a blowout game in between there that Edmonton won.
Right.
And I think that, like old hockey heads, there's so many more goals scored, it feels like, than there ever was when we were kids. It feels like comparing hockey to soccer now.
Where bigger, faster, stronger. Even though the pads are bigger, man.
This was led by Sam Reinhart's 4 goals in a decision game. And just kidding. Congratulations to Florida Panthers and just utter dominance completely from end to end. That is playoff hockey. I was talking to my dad about this a little while ago, and this is one of the things we love about this sport in particular. Other sports may have this, but football is football. Whether you're playing in the preseason or you're playing in the Super Bowl, you're playing football at 100%.
Yep.
If you're not, you don't belong out there. It's actually the most dangerous thing you can do on an NFL field is not play it at 100%.
Well, any sport.
Agreed. But it's also part of the reason why I refuse to believe in tanking in football as far as players. You'll never get me to believe that a player is tanking or anything like that. In hockey, you want to know the difference of why we talk about playoff hockey and why it's so exciting and everything. I think the greatest example of this is in playoff hockey, you're in the third period and a game-winning goal is being shot. And it's going to go in or not, deciding on one factor or another. In the playoffs, that goal is shot, and at least one or two players are throwing their face in front of the puck.
Yep.
Because that's the difference of winning and losing in the playoffs in the NHL. Yep. You don't have that in other sports.
No.
You don't have in NBA guys throwing their bodies at a basketball to try to block it.
No.
You don't have that in football or any other sport, man. It's the difference of this, and it's why the
floor. Depends on a Hail Mary, maybe.
For the Florida Panthers, the difference maker here is that is that they had a team built of that.
Yep.
It's what made the Blackhawks win 3. Having a guy like Duncan Keith in there, I loved the forwards, the goalies, all the guys we had on that team. Duncan Keith, a guy like that literally spent 7-8 years not going to the dentist because he just knew he was just going to throw his face in front of another puck to try to win
a point.
Duncan Keith.
Last night, I bellied up at an establishment to watch game 7, and I didn't get there till halfway through the second, but just other obligations, cleaning a house and stuff. But I got there and I'm the only one in the place. Everyone wanted to be outside, and I'm like, well, losers. And then 5 guys walk in, and you could tell they were golfers. So it's like, and you knew they're from out of town, so my reservations on that, I'm like, oh great. Well, one of them, hey, dude, can we put the game on? And I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to have to sit here and watch Cubs Brewers. Great. Wonderful. Yeah. Hope the stadium falls in, whatever. Game 7. I said, Channel 27. Well, the funny thing was, there were golfers from Kentucky. Because then we started laughing and telling jokes and having a great time watching Game 7. And they're from Kentucky, golfing at one of the Adams County joints down there, and one of them is Canadian.
Oh,
from not Quebec, but Ontario.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, he was all Edmonton all the time. That's all it was. Sure. And I mean, he was a stereotypical Canadian. He was so polite. He was so nice. Mm-hmm. Learned a couple of really good jokes from him. Great. And when it got to be like 4-0, he's like, "Yep, living up to the name, Deadmonton."
And
I thought that was the best one. He's laughing. We're having a good time, and he's like, "Well, my team didn't win, but it was fun to watch Lord Stanley's Cup." And I said, "It always is." I said, "As a sports fan, you have to watch it, even if you don't have a dog in the fight.
Yep,
a horse in the race.
That's the thing.
You got to watch, and especially even though it wasn't Game 7, it was worth watching."
You know, I don't believe in my lifetime, as long as I've been alive and I've been able to understand what a World Series is, what a Super Bowl is, what the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals are, I don't think I've ever missed one. I don't care who the teams are.
There's been a couple that I've missed.
I'm sure, like, in a 7-game series, there's a game I've missed or whatever and everything.
Same
but
here.
As far as a deciding game or anything like that, I don't think I've missed one in my lifetime. Like, that's how much I love sports, and I know I'm a part of a billion people out there that also feel the same way. There's nothing like seeing that. In the bubble, I'm not a big Lakers guy. I loved Magic Johnson. I loved Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but I don't care about the Lakers. Seeing LeBron and them win that championship in there, I'll never forget that because it was such a triumphant thing for human beings. I didn't care so much about who won the title. I just thought it was going to be cool to see that we pulled that off. Did we do it for money? Yes. Did we do it for whatever? Yeah, I don't care. USA, USA, USA. That's what I was chanting. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
When we're able to do that, that's the reason for all this.
Yeah.
Let the billionaires and all that, they care about the money, all these things. Those of us on the ground level here, this is what we care about. And I find that stuff exciting. Speaking of that, the NHL is, I know you got the ESPN money and you got a lot of that connection right now, and I hope you're enjoying it, because when that contract wraps up, if you're not careful, they're not going to renew it because of what you're doing with when you have the finals only available on Max and only available on streaming and these things. At least the ESPN got it right with putting the NBA Finals on ABC.
Yes.
And making sure that it's available to everybody. That's just the smartest, that's smart business. When you put anything behind a paywall, you are immediately knocking out a certain percentage of your viewers, of your takers.
In the NFL Netflix?
Yes. And the majority of those people are the people that made your sport. That made your sport. Your sport wasn't made by millionaires. Your sport wasn't even made by people that got $1,000 in their pocket. Exactly.
Made by our grandpas, our dads.
Exactly. And when you forget that, your sport will die.
Yep.
This is history. Look at the history of business. It's business 101. Man.
I don't know if the NFL will die, but I think it'll reverse course really quick.
When to me, I'm looking at this going back to the business end of things. For them, death is finishing in the red.
Yeah.
Certainly there'll always be an NFL and those things, but them not being the big dog, them not being able to just print money, that can happen. It can happen. It happened to baseball. You think that they thought in baseball 40, 50 years ago, baseball will never not be the number one sport. Are you kidding me? This is America's. It's America's apple pie.
The 94 strike did it.
Man, it's lucky if it's third right now. That's what happens when you forsake your true core fan base and you don't appreciate them and you put everything behind paywalls and you can't find the games or anything like that.
I've got a good friend of mine who's from Kansas City, lives up here, and he's fit to be tied when he can't get the Chiefs game, on at the bar or on his phone or whatever. He's an 80-year-old man, but he's forcing himself to learn the Netflix, to learn the Peacock, to learn the whatever, so he can watch his Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they're not going to learn, and it's just going to end up hurting the fans.
Yeah, it's bothered him. He gets really upset.
We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to put things a little local. I wanted to touch on some things going on in our schools here. And, Michael, we had a great call on Monday. One of our listeners was asking about the new coaches at Lincoln and what we thought about them. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. All of that coming up along with Rafter Talk and Rafter Tickets. Keep on listening for your chance to win some Rafter Tickets, everybody. It's Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Cordae Post Printing and Family Natural Foods here at 105.5 WIRI.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. On 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're going back to late June 1997, when nearly everyone had a job. A deadly tornado hit Gerald, Texas, and Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear. And on the countdown that week were Dina Carter, Vince Gill, Trace Adkins, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Alan Jackson, Pam Tillis, and more. So come listen to the memories on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy at a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid 80s, with more showers and storms around Thursday night and Friday. Highs again into the mid 80s. 90s ahead this weekend. Right now it's 73.
Thank you to the King for playing us in. A little George Strait for you here on Playmakers. 105.5 WIRI. Michael and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Phone lines are wide open. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. I don't care how old he gets. I will go anywhere to see George Strait live. Would love to see him live.
Running out of time, unfortunately, with all these legends.
Yeah. Do want to get to some local coverage with you, Michael.
For sure.
Real quick, I do want to send a shout-out to Noah Ruiz and Ryan Williams, intern for the Raptors and second baseman for the Raptors, respectively. Joined us on the morning show today. It was a lot of fun getting to know them, talking with them a little bit, and talking some sport with them. That was a lot of fun. I know we got some other things we wanted to get to locally around here, and then I want to get your thoughts on the new Lincoln coaches and everything, but let's touch on some of these firsthand things you got there.
Yeah, I guess first thing is a week from today at the Ridges Golf Course, that'd be June 25th, 6 to 9 p.m., you get a chance to farewell tribute to Coach Biolo and then a new era to welcome in Coach Krenz as first new coach in Rapids football since, Tony started in 2003.
Wow.
So yeah. 2003 to last year was, that'd be 2024. That was his run, his stint. Few Valley Conference championships, two state appearances, two state runner-up. No one else has done that.
Heck of a run.
And, I mean, heck of a run. Sometimes it's say, I should have won more. But sometimes it's, hey, he's done more than anybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Tony did a great job there, and that's interested to see what Coach Krenz does.
I think it's a credit to him that expectation started to rise, and people did maybe, some people might have said that. It's still a credit to him in regard, just because of the bar that he started to set.
I mean, I still get in arguments with people about, well, the option is just a horrible offense. And I'm like, well, you know, if you have the athletes to run it, it's a great offense.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're missing a few things, you know, players-wise, but you have a very good fullback and a pretty good offensive line. You don't have to play from behind because you eat up the clock. You get a couple stops and a couple scores. That's all there is to it. There's no more game left.
I think with the new coaching staff, I think that's probably one of the first questions I would have is, you know, offensively, if are they looking to change the things over there or not? So,
from what I've heard, they are. I've talked to some of the kids. I've got some friends who have kids there. And I know defensively, it's going to be a different look, kind of looking a, and they could always change it. But kind of a 3-4 look, but with the outside linebackers playing up, so almost like a 5-2, a 5-2-4, and a lot of coverage scheme. So that's what that looks like. Offensively, power. Looking for maybe not an option power, but power eye stuff, some spread, a kind of a mix mash of whatever they have the talent for,
right,
is what they're going to try to do. Now, my question, knowing some of the athletes coming back and what they lost, I don't know how good the receivers are, the arm is. I mean, I know they're going to run the ball, but it's just going to be interesting to see how things change, because I'm so used with that misdirection with that option. It's going to be weird for me, and I'm pretty sure, I don't want to speak for Randy, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be weird for him too, that we're so used to seeing this, we're not seeing it, and now we're watching this, and we're going to get fooled a few times. It's just the way it is.
It's going to be a transition too with you know, the coach being able to you know, line his offense and what he wants to do with this. But I do think that whatever the sport we're talking about, when you play to your talent and not your playbook, I think that's a benefit to everybody. That's a win right there.
There's three special presenters, excuse me, Tom Burgesson, 1980 graduate from Lincoln High School, three-star general and central command leader, then Mark Kromenacher, classmate of mine, 2005 or 2006 graduate. He was a backup quarterback on that runner-up team. Man, this fall, 20 years, dude.
Wow.
When they were trailing 14-9 going into the fourth quarter, and then Big John Clay just went nuts as he eventually was a Badger standout and was drafted by Pittsburgh. So, I mean, there's that. And then Mr. Vince Beagle, he was on that other runner-up team as a linebacker and jumped around the league a little bit, drafted by the Packers, and went, I believe, New Orleans, Miami, and Baltimore.
Good career.
But, you know, injuries piled up. But what can you do? I mean, he's got a young family now and living the life, just like Mark Kromenacher is, too.
Got off the top of my head at least three NFL contracts. That's a win. That's success. Yeah.
It might not have worked out in one special city, but he had the talent, and he bounced around, and he did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's just looking at things, and I can't help looking at it from my dad's perspective as an athlete that wanted to get to that level. Right. I'm sure that for the athlete, I'm not saying it's success. They got a whole different bar. I respect that. But to me, as an observer, you achieved something very few people, like such a small percentage, it's not even in the double digits.
Right.
You accomplished that. The numbers only go down more and more. The less opportunities or the smaller town you talk about, what a Vince Beagle, a John Clay, any of these guys are able to accomplish, man, it's always noteworthy to me, especially when they get like that second or third contract.
Right.
It's not about money. You can say that all you want. That's getting paid to do what you love to do. That's getting paid to do the thing that you're passionate about.
He lived his dream, man.
That is literally the American dream. Like, I'm never going to take that lightly. Good on him. Great career. And thanks for telling us about that.
Yeah, man. No problem. I was going to say that Mark Kromenacher, he was the head football coach at Appleton East, and now he's the head football coach at Little Chute.
Oh, cool. Right.
So he's doing a lot of coaching there. He coached at Rib Lake, too, if I remember, right before Appleton East. So he's been around. He's doing a good job, and looking forward to getting to talk to him again.
Yeah. Also wanted to mention that, and we were just touching on this, the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a Trot Fry June 20th, 21st, 22nd to support the 16 members from the Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Adams Friendship High School Trap Team who earned their spot to compete at the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals. Congratulations to them. They're heading to Mason in July. We want to help them get there, everybody. All the proceeds raised will help cover travel expenses for families heading to Michigan in July. Please come support the team at the Brat Fry, held at 998 Ranger Road right here in Rapids. Help us reach their goal of 400 brats. That is nothing. That is a challenge. That is a challenge, Wisconsin. You've just been challenged.
I'll tell you what.
What are you going to do about that? What are you?
What you going to do, brother?
What are you going to do, brother? Get in there. He'll snap into his lip drip and get in there and have yourself a brat. Brats are great. Brats are great all year long. There's never a better time to have a brat than the summer, certainly.
Yep.
But then you add on a good cause, like
excellent cause,
getting a brat from one of our VFW members or something like that.
Yep.
You know, and there's going to be a lot of those this summer.
Well,
or doing something like this, man, that brat tastes a lot better.
And I'll tell you what, with that location, it may or may not be a neighbor of mine, and you may or may not, well, it's too hot for this fat guy to sit out in his front yard and, you know, you honk, I drink. It's going to be too warm for that. But tell you what, if you're curious, it's on Ranger Road between Z and 13, and it's right across the street from the Heart of Wisconsin Trap and Skeet.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across the street from that. Coach Von Wald, good guy, does a great job with the kids. He, I'll tell you what, he's given me the numbers on several occasions of just how many kids are involved. Mm-hmm. And knock on wood, God forbid that it ever does happen, but there has not been a single injury.
That's beautiful.
Related that's to that. It's,
that's really
firearm cool. Safety is number one and paramount with that. And that's no joke. No, I love to make jokes. There's no joke about that. And, you know, with Ranger Road and Saratoga, you could take your four-wheelers out. You could zip up and down the road. So it's going to be a beautiful hot weekend. Stop down at Boone's and, you know, get your beverages there responsibly, but then go get some brats there and help out the kids. That'd be great.
Brats are also a great foundation for any other
activities. Look at me, it is.
You might brats and other goodies. Be down there. Get on there 10 a.m. daily. They're going to be having this the next June 20th, 21st, 22nd. Support local, everybody. I also think it's really cool whenever I see our like high school team mashups, all these local high schools coming together, the students from each one of them coming together. It's just kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, I love it, man.
It's fun to see. It's been fun to talk with our rafters and meet your rafters and having some of that going on. Did want to touch on that really quick. So rafters had an interesting day yesterday, and I was talking to the guys about it a little bit. Getting that last inning in and then having to play a whole other game. It's one thing to do a doubleheader. You kind of build up for something like that. With that, it's a little bit like start-stop kind of thing.
Yes.
And our bodies, our minds are not really good at that, used to that. I thought they handled that first game very well, or the end of that first part of the game, and certainly that second game is a microcosm of the Rafters and what I've been saying about them all season. They're down and they fight and they claw and they come back. They fight and they claw in every one of these games. They've been down. They just haven't always been able to finish it. And sometimes, just being honest, this is not calling out players or anything like that, but the pitching just hasn't been there. But the bats have pretty much been there all season. And that clawing, that fighting mentality, as we bring in some other players, got a nice kid from Oregon State, I believe, coming in. I would not count this team out. I would not start selling stock in the Rafters. They are going to be solid. It's a long season.
There's so many kids that still got to come back in.
Exactly.
They're still playing ball. And
nobody's running away with this either league, man. The best Madison Mallard's at 13-7 on the season.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo is at 12-9. None of these teams are running away with anything.
No.
It's going to be a back-and-forth season, and it's going to be, a very competitive and exciting season. We're looking forward to that. We want to send you to the games, be listening for an opportunity to win some tickets, and of course we encourage you to head to the ballpark tonight at Winterfield. They have their camp night down there tonight. Check that out and enjoy some Rafter baseball as they take on or host Madison, the Mallards, first place Madison Mallards. Be nice to get a victory off of that and start really building some confidence for those players. They certainly deserve it.
Start duck hunting, boys.
Yeah. You got ducks and rats tonight, as we were talking about. Getting to talk to Noah today was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Also, really eye-opening to me too. Literally face to face talking to somebody dealing with a lot of this portal stuff, and I know that as fans, and I've done this plenty of times too, we're so quick to judge these kids and to, you know, really mm-hmm. put our moral compass on them or mm-hmm. try to act like we know what it's like to be them and be in those these places and in some of these decisions and having to make adult decisions at 16, 17, 18 years old. I don't at all. Part of this is what it is to be an adult. And so there is responsibility, there is accountability that needs to be there. I don't mean that they get a pass.
Right.
But I do think that we, and I do mean me included in that, sometimes really are quick to judge this stuff as it's the kid's fault or it's the kid this or anything like that. Something you and I do, I think, pretty good is remind everybody about the adults in the room mm-hmm. and the people that are supposed to know better or help with these decisions or some of this stuff. It's just really eye-opening. And I, as I was telling them as they were leaving today, you got fans for life in this area. Whatever happens with this kid, whatever he does, I'm going to be following it. I'm really rooting for him. And not for nothing, one of the hottest bats we got right now in Wisconsin Rapids. It's like he's mm-hmm. been playing his mind out. He's been playing great for us.
For sure, man.
Before we go to break, Michael, I do want to just... Can I talk you into possibly maybe looking at a little bit of the early part of the WIRI football schedule?
Oh, all right.
All right, I did it, everybody. I got him to do it. I'm a master at this. No, I appreciate Michael. Michael came in today with printed out. I was going to say an agenda. It's not an agenda. It's more.
It's a mandate.
Right on. Yeah. It's just kind of what we're hoping to pull off, and we're hoping to do this year with our football schedule. And what I want to do is just focus on week one with you.
How about first 2 weeks?
Let's do that. Let's focus on the first two weeks because it's exciting, and we love talking football. So you go ahead, Michael. Tell us what you were looking at for the beginning of the season as our sports director.
First 2 weeks, I think we're going to double dip. I think we're going to get two games both weeks.
That's exciting.
Wisconsin Rapids and Port Edwards, they're both playing on Thursday, August 21st, to start the season off. Rapids over at River Falls, so you have to keep your eye on the wire for that, how Coach Krenz does in his debut with the red and white. Mm-hmm. But Port Edwards taking on Siren, 7 p.m. at Lincoln High School. They get to play on the big field. They play on the turf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that I'm hoping to get on the air. Eight-player football, it's a little bit different. The field's just as long, just a little bit more narrow, which is kind of a good practice for Randy and I, assuming that Randy could be able to make it, because this is the last year that Assumption plays 11-man, 11-player football. They're going to be going to the eight-player ranks next year. Mm-hmm. So have two teams that are 11, two that are 8, and keep going on off of that. So that, and then on Friday night, Nacoosa's home against Poinette. Assumption in their swan song of 11-player football, home against Marcusan, whatever, tomato, tomato. That's a good one. Anyways, hoping to do Assumption, Marcusan, Mabasan, Marcusan.
That's it.
Yeah. We're gonna do, the Royals and Mabasan, Marcusan. So in week one, the two, Port Edwards and Assumption, and then week two, Thursday, the 28th, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School has their first home game against, God, they're good, Rice Lake. Mm-hmm. Get them on Thursday. And then Friday, the only other game in town. How about let's get one out of the way early before the fish fries on Friday night. The old, dirty, mean, no good Penguins of Tri-County coming up to Port Edwards, 4 p.m. start. Hoping to get that one, those two games, the first 2 weeks. And then after that, we'll just kind of see who's home, the matchups, especially later in the season, seeing what's riding on it. I know there's 1 week where, man, nobody's home, but the River Kings are.
There's
a little tease there. I can't say much more than that.
Yes.
But I'm looking, unfortunately, after that, just kind of one game a week. But those first 2 weeks, four games, and we get to see three out of the four schools in our coverage area. our immediate one in Wisconsin Rapids, you can't beat that.
Especially when you when we let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit, and we've got a small staff here. We've got a small team that's trying to pull a lot of these things off. That's a credit to them and a credit to our sponsors. We encourage you to be one of those sponsors.
Definitely.
Join the team. There are not many businesses that get more, or many people out there that can offer you what we can offer you here. Not only doing real live promotions of your business or your events or anything going on, but if you've listened to me in this, even in this, the first time you've ever listened to our show, ever at our networks, you've heard me mention Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods four times now, and I just did it again. They don't pay for all that. They don't even need all that. I do it because that's how much we support our teams and support our local people. When you work with us, that's what you get. You get
both
more bang for your buck.
Both high quality organizations are.
We appreciate them. Yeah, we got some nice teams, players on those teams too.
Yes.
We can continue our sports references. Join us. If you're a business out there, want to be a part of things, 424-1300, you can talk to the heart of this station, Pam, and she will put you in touch with our staff and our sales team. I'm looking forward to covering some of this, not only just the high school football this season, Michael, but certainly what we're going to be able to do this year, and with not only your hunger and your drive and that brain of yours, but having some more people being able to run the boards here and stuff.
Yep.
I look forward to what we're going to be able to do. Last year, as a quick note before we go to break, we had our team meeting the other day, and Jimmy Koska, Civic Media Sports Director, a guy we really appreciate, love working with Jimmy, he's a great
guy. He's a good dude.
Was mentioning, I believe he said 554 high school sporting games we played last year. Like, that's insane. We
did 550 of them here in WIRI, between Randy and I.
Right. there is few companies, if any, that are doing what we're doing at Civic Media and with that, and truly putting our money where our mouth is and supporting local and supporting these kids
across the state too.
There. Yep. Yeah, we're really enjoying that.
Not just pigeonholed one area. It's across the state.
Yeah. We get back, we'll talk a little bit more sports. Talk a little bit about the college football a little bit with you, actually, Michael. When we get back here on Playmakers, we speak sport.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. On 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
One Rose Greenhouse would like to make 2025 the year to really show all the appreciation they have for their many friends and customers. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for their Customer Appreciation Day sale. Shop half-off shrubs, annuals, pre-annuals, trees, and more. Two-day sale only. While you're there, don't forget to wish Carol a happy retirement. One Rose Greenhouse at 2331 Sampson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Come shop their Customer Appreciation Day sale and enjoy 50% off.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s, with more showers and storms around Thursday night and Friday. Highs again into the mid-80s. 90s ahead this weekend. Right now it's 73.
Forgive me, everybody. I just wanted to hear some Steely Dan. I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest with everyone. Michael and James here. Got a couple of minutes left of show. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Playmakers. Big thank you to Quality Post Printing, Family Natural Foods, sponsoring things. Before we get out of here in the next 5 minutes, did want to make sure we mention one more time the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting at Brat Fry June 20th, 21st, 22nd to support the 16 members from Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Adam Friendship High School Trap Team who earned their spot to compete at the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals. They're heading to Mason in July. We want to help them get there. All of the proceeds for this is going to support that effort.
Absolutely. And just remember, between 13 and Z on Ranger Road, right across the street from the heart of Wisconsin Trap and Skeet there, mm-hmm. south side of the road, there'll be a bunch of cars there, going to be a bunch of traffic. Don't hit the deer. Keep the deer there for me.
Yeah.
I live out there. Keep them there for me. But go out there and support the kids. Do what you got to do, because those brats are good. And like I said, you can take your four-wheelers up and down the roads there. Yeah. So it'll make it really easy. And it's good times, good people, and it's a good cause.
They got a goal of 400 brats. That is a challenge, Wisconsin. And we can beat that.
That's just a warm-up for me, man.
Right on. Yes. Head on over there. 998 Ranger Road right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Support these kids. Buy local, support local. Let's make sure that they got no problem getting there in July.
I'll be stopping there at least once. So who knows? Too bad we can't do a live remote from there.
I'd love to be able to do
that. Maybe next year. Maybe next year we can work on that.
Mm-hmm. We want to get out there more and more, everybody. We will be doing that.
Well, Coach Von Wald's already saying 400+. Let's do it.
Yeah, we can do
that.
Yeah. We can do that.
I'm putting the words out.
So,
a thank you.
Right on. With NBA finals here tonight, could be a new champion crowned. OKC could win this thing. They're up 3-2. Wouldn't be surprised to see Indiana, represent, even
they're
without
tough.
Halliburton out there.
Oh, is he out?
It looks like he is.
They're done.
Even if he's playing, he is not going to be even close to 30%.
I think they're done.
That hamstring. And honestly, I don't think they should play him. He is one bad move away from tearing that ACL. That's what a hammy is. That's just waiting for that. I don't think it's worth.
Nope.
It's not that the championship isn't worth it. It's that this isn't his last run. He's got. Indiana's going to be a force coming up here in the next. Yeah, going nowhere.
They need one or two more pieces surrounding him, like what Milwaukee had to do with Giannis.
Yes,
but they're one piece. At a minimum away.
He gets hurt now. You're looking at a Jason Tatum situation where he might be gone all year next year. So just, play it smart. Yep. See where you go.
Yep.
And credit to OKC. Now, with that, though, you also had the NHL finals wrapping up. And one big difference here, nobody's going to be saying Tyrese Halliburton's legacy is set. But they are about Connor McDavid. And it's very interesting. And LeBron James came out and was rambling about this a little bit, talking about it's never enough. And LeBron is one of the last people I actually want to hear talking about this. But
I don't want to hear him talk in general.
I can't think of much I do. And I'm being honest about that. I'm just being honest about it. He is a boring superstar to me. Yeah. Always has been. He's incredible. He's one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. He is a not just Hall of Famer. He's an all-timer. His career, that's a whole different thing. Watching him play, very exciting. Hearing him talk, have never cared. He's never. That's just me.
The expression, whether you like it or not, shut up and dribble. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it a little bit.
But
you get what I'm saying.
I do. As an American, you always have a right to talk.
And
I'm never going to shut anybody up from it, no matter what your job is. But I know what you're saying as far as am I interested in it or not?
Yeah.
That's a whole different.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it.
He was kind of rambling about today's society and how we are a championship society.
Yes.
If you don't win, then you're not great, and all this stuff. And that's a conversation that a million times.
Try saying that to Jim Kelly.
Dan Marino.
Yes.
These guys. That's sports. Like, that's, it isn't as if this is new. What is new is a 24-hour news cycle. Yeah. What is new is needing something to talk about and to fill those hours when there isn't anything to talk about. And is Connor McDavid an all-time great or not if he doesn't win? That fills the time. That's what they're trying to do. When it comes to us as fans, I don't think that there's any debate on this. There's any discussion on it. This is where it started. This is where it came from. Guys like Michael and I sitting in a room and talking sports. Is he a great, is he or not? We'll make those decisions. And everybody's going to have their own lists. And that's what matters. That's sports. The idea of what the talking heads do on the Mouse Network or the Fox or any of these networks, that's them. Let them do what they're going to do.
That's their deal.
I don't really care about that stuff. And so to me, I don't know what the big problem is one way or the other, whether you think that it should be or shouldn't be this way. I feel like it's a non-starter. It comes down to what the true, real hardcore fan is thinking and feeling and everything that really is what's going to fill the stadium, is what's going to fill the arena. That's where it comes down to. I've never really put a lot of stock into that. I will say I have a hard time saying somebody's the GOAT if they haven't won. That's certainly true, but otherwise,
I'd say Dan Marino is probably the greatest quarterback to not win one.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Kelly was good, but I think Dan Marino was the greatest to never win one.
And if he had even won one, I would say he was the greatest I ever saw.
If it wasn't, man, if only those laces were not laces in.
Up. Good show today, Michael.
You
good
too,
hanging
buddy.
Out with you. Have a great
night,
everybody. Eat some brats.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars or their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water.